Hi guys, I'm Blake Beswell, and welcome to The Secrets of the Shark. This is your podcast to understand how to achieve extreme levels of success from the top online agency owners, improve your relationships with the Market Shark community, and get that next client you desire. Before we dive in, remember to join the Market Shark community on Facebook to further connect and grow your business and your network. But without further ado, let's jump into today's podcast. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Secrets of the Shark podcast. It is your host, Blake Baswell. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm going to be covering kind of the topic that Ken and I covered in my last podcast. If you haven't listened to that, it's an amazing podcast. He's a great guy. He knows a lot about, you know, digital marketing, how to handle, you know, with negativity, thus the title of the last episode. And he just knows a lot about people. So if you guys are interested in that and hearing his story, make sure you guys tune into, you know, how to deal with negativity in my last podcast. But in this podcast, it's going to be kind of like a part two, pertaining a little bit more how I deal with negativity and how you can effectively deal with it as well. It wasn't really addressed quite clearly in the last episode. I mean, there was still a lot of good content in there. That's why I highly advise you to check that out. If you have time, make sure you check that out. Make time. Go when you're driving, taking a shower, and doing all of these mundane tasks. You know, you can listen to podcasts and literally add value to your life. So. Encourage you to definitely tune into my last podcast I've been getting a lot of questions like how exactly do I deal with negativity and you know, it's inevitable. Like you cannot get away from it. Okay, like I said in the last podcast, you cannot get away with negativity. You deal with it every single day. If you are interacting with a challenging prospect, challenging client. Parents, siblings, friends, children, like you're going to be dealing with negativity on a day-to-day basis. And you cannot avoid negativity. Okay. Personally, I deal with negativity with all of those things. Okay. I am human. I deal with negativity coming from my prospects, you know, from my clients, from my parents. Especially my siblings. And I don't even want to talk about the negativity that I get from my friends and children very rarely. But I mean, like, negativity is an innate behavior that we have as human beings. And we, like I said, we cannot, you know, avoid it. So I'm going to give you guys two options, okay? The two options to deal with negativity the right way, okay? There's obviously three options, and there only are three options, okay? And I'm gonna share that with you right now, okay? But there are two options to deal with negativity the right way. One, don't, okay? Typically, these are for the people that have the intentions, you know, of bringing you down for their own upbringing, okay? People, like, they literally have nothing better to say or to do, and a lot of the times that happens, and oh god, it happens a lot with me, and typically these are the people that are insecure about the characteristics about themselves, okay, and they know that they are in an insecure position in life, and you know they find every way to justify that, okay, and it's okay, they in their head they think it's okay to be like that by putting it on other people, okay? It's totally okay to just leave them be, okay? Just don't react, okay? So typically, you know, these people, you know, if you don't deal with it, like, you know, they're going to happen. Like, you're going to face these types of people and these types of characteristics of people, you know? And in reality, like, it's just like they're just insecure. They have their own insecurities. And you know, they're just in an insecure position in their life, and they are just trying to find ways to justify themselves that it's okay to be like that, by taking the energy out of people, like sucking the energy out of other people and consuming it themselves and makes them feel better. Okay. Humans do that. So that's the first option. You just don't. Okay. I do this a lot. I get a lot of negativity and I just choose not to deal with it. And really there's no, you know, from the two options, there's no right way. I mean, you can either don't, or Two, the option two, you can help them, okay? Typically, these will be with your, if you're a digital marketer, or you're an agency owner or whatever, you have a business or, you know, your prospects, your clients, like you can help them, okay? And also, like if negativity is coming from your close friends, close family, children, of course you can help them, okay? Because like typically these are the people that need help the most, and you can sense that, okay? Because you're an individual that has the intentions of helping people, hopefully, okay? I hope you're that type of person, and of course I know you're the type of person because you know you're listening to this podcast and you're looking and you have the intentions of helping people grow, you know, yourself grow and helping other people grow and having good intentions, you know, as a functioning member of society, okay? I know you're that person. Even though if you think you're not, you are that person, okay? People, they vent and they need a way to get whatever it is, that whatever negative energy in their head, they need to get that energy out. Typically, if people give you negativity, it, you know, most of the time it has nothing to do with you, okay? They just fail to see the other side of the coin. So right now, I'm going to give you two sentences that will completely change how you deal with negativity and how you know, if you use it, it will literally affect other people that you deal with if negativity comes your way or if they express negativity in this intention. So line one, so you want to use this frame, okay? I took my phone and I went in my notes and I typed in as a title, how to handle negativity, okay? And then I put in line one and line two. There's only two lines. Actually, take out your phone right now if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify. Like, just go to your notes and type in the title, how to handle negativity. And then you want to have two bullet points. One, you're going to say, you're going to actually question them, what is your intention in saying or doing that? Write that down in your notes. One, what is your intention in saying or doing that? This is the first question that you're going to ask the person that's giving you negativity or signs of negativity, okay? What is your intention in saying or doing that? Okay, if it's a person that's giving me negativity that has negative intentions and they're just insecure about themselves, right, and that has negative intentions to hurt me in any way or to, you know, justify themselves or whatever, if I ask this person, you know, what's your intention in saying that or doing that? They're most likely, like 99.999% of the time, they're not going to know. And if they do know, like, that's a clear intention, you can help them out with that. So one, just type or if you're listening to this right now, like, just ingrain this in your brain. What is your intention in saying or doing that? Part two, the second question is, what makes that seem right to you to say or do that? So if this person with negative intentions is coming to me, and you know, we you know, I ask this person, you know, what's your intention in saying you're doing that? Well, I don't know. And then they genuinely don't know, or they pull out an answer, it doesn't matter. And then I ask them, you know, what makes that seem right to you? They're not going to know. They are literally not going to know. And if they do, and if they pull out like an answer, you're helping them out. So in your notes on your phone right now, hopefully you've been on your notes, you know, how to handle negativity should be the title. And then, you know, the first bullet point is one, what is your intention in saying or doing that? And then two, what makes that seem right to you to say or do that? So you should only have three things on your notes right now. The title, which is how to handle negativity, and then those two things, okay? Implement this first on your phone and then implement this in your brain. I promise you this will literally help out everybody. Everybody in your life that gives you negativity, I promise you. I use this every single day. I get shit every single day. And I, you know, like I people come to me because like I handle negativity very, very well. And this is the simple two-step process to do that, okay? So if you follow this two-step process or this frame, asking them, you know, what is your intention in saying you're doing that? And then, you know, what makes that seem right to you? If you use those two questions you're asking this person, you know, it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what their age, you know, what their intentions are, whatever. What you're essentially doing is you're calling them out without calling them out. Okay. you're literally calling them out without calling them out. It's pretty cool. Okay, 99.9% of the time, okay, if this person has bad intentions, you're going to destroy them. You're going to destroy them because they don't even know what to say. Okay, 99.9% of the time, like if it's the person with good intentions or just needs help with something, you know, maybe they're just emotional or whatever, you will help them. Okay, literally both situations, either if they have good intentions or bad intentions, you're getting into their head and seeing their world as is by helping them out and projecting their insecurities and helping them rethink what they've said or done. Okay, this, oh my God, I can't even explain. This puts you at such a high authority by doing this, and you have unlimited power. I call this ammunition. You have ammunition to literally not use against them, but use for them. Okay. In actuality, like with people with negative intentions, they're just insecure about themselves. I mean, like, I'm insecure about some things about myself, and you know, it's ubiquitous. Everybody has insecurities about themselves. And with those types of people, negative intentions, like they literally get pleasure from dragging you down, or you might be able to help somebody to get to know themselves about themselves better. Okay. Or they, you know, this person needs someone to vent to. I don't know. Like there's so many variations and variables to why somebody's being negative to you, but like literally using this frame will literally help the other person. Okay. Or it'll help you handling negativity further on. Okay. Talking about the negative types of people. I know for a fact, I know you've dealt with this type of person that just goes out of his or her way to like, just to drag you down. Maybe says something about you, mocks you in a certain way, makes you feel, that you need to reply back to yourself to defend yourself or whatever. Understand this. Or ask yourself this, okay? A really, really good, really, really good advice I got from a good mentor of mine. Ask me, when has a secure person ever tried to go out of his or her way to drag you down? I thought in my head, Well, I thought about the last situation where somebody, you know, exploited negativity in me, mocked everything that I did, and basically called me out for marketing myself, marketing my business, and my kind of like my profession. Unfortunately, this is my friend, and like, you know, if you know me really well, you probably know who that is. I'm not gonna call out names because I love the person, but that's just something that this person does, And it's just negative energy, man. It's negative. But, you know, from the advice that my mentor told me, you know, when has a secure person ever tried to go out of their way to drag you down? Okay, so just think about that. Think about that. Keep that in your back pocket. So negativity traces back, you know, from their childhood and their past. I don't want to get too psychologically deep. I don't know, like maybe a lot of you might like the content that I'm gonna be talking about, like in psychology. Actually, one of my buddies is actually really, really interested in psychology. So I'm sure that you guys are interested in how the way, you know, we think. So fear, insecurity, negativity, all those things, they all come from mental image pictures that subconsciously remind them about their previous experience, like in their past. And, you know, it 100% has to do with their present situations, okay? Negativity literally comes from previous experiences, and everybody associates that with their current situation of where they are at today, okay? So negativity comes from these mental image pictures that subconsciously remind them about, you know, what happened to them in the past. So, okay, here, I'm gonna give you a really quick example. Think about these two people, okay? Person A. Okay, this person dealt with abuse of dad, was called fat throughout high school, neglected by all of, you know, this person was neglected by all of his friends, essentially, and started hanging out with more negative people that influenced this person to do, you know, bad things. Okay, so this person, you know, personally, like, if I didn't know this person, I would associate person A of just being a bad person, and I didn't want to deal with this person at all, really. That's just me. Person B has no issues with parents. I mean, was in relatively good shape throughout high school, so it wasn't called fat. lost friends here and there, but gained more. Had a pretty normal, I guess, high school life. Okay, just think about both of their mental image pictures growing up, and fast forward to 10 years. Okay, let me ask you this: who is more susceptible to, you know, having more negative relationships, more toxic relationships? You know, who is more susceptible to be more notorious for dragging people down, maybe becoming a bully? So here's the last question: who do you think is better at dealing with people? Okay, it's obvious. Person A would probably be that person that fit all those three questions. At the end of the day, we have to understand that negativity comes from a lack of understanding. Okay, person A was probably misunderstood by a lot of people. You know, this person probably had a hard time getting through life, maybe had a hard time with people in general, maybe had a hard time talking about his or her feelings with other people. So a lot of people didn't understand this person. Person B probably didn't know what real suffering was like, or was even aware that a person could even go through such harsh things. See what I did there? Like, do you suddenly feel empathy for the person that you now understand their situation better if you got the chance to? Imagine if person A, so this person that got abused as a kid by his dad or her dad or whatever, was called fat in high school, neglected, has this really, really bad rap, very negative rap. Imagine if this person negatively exploited you or exploited negativity towards you. Maybe this person called you something that you're insecure about. Okay, would you be mad at them? If you know, understood their situation? Just imagine if you understood where they're coming from. Okay, would you be mad at them if they exploited negativity towards you, called you a name, called you something you're obviously insecure about and you don't like to hear? Okay, would you be mad at them if you understood their situation? But imagine if you didn't. Okay, imagine if you didn't know about this person. This person just came up to you and just called you those names that you're insecure about. You're going to react because you don't understand. That's really, really, really important to just have in your back pocket, because it's important to understand where people are coming from. Okay. There's a really, really quick lesson my mentor told me a lot about these negative people. They're everywhere. Okay. There is no such thing as a good or bad person. There's no such thing about you know, positivity in a way. Like, you know, you can't label somebody positive or negative person. There's just characteristics, okay? We all have those characteristics, no matter what your mental image pictures look like, okay? We're the byproducts of our environment. You know, it's all a frame or a label that other people put on other people based on our mental image pictures growing up, okay? Essentially, like, the way we communicate, like, correlates to, you know, the way that we're taught as kids. So the way that we're taught as kids, I mean, it literally is coded into our brains, okay? And we literally perceive the world the way that we've seen it. So that's just how you deal with negativity. I mean, like, just understand the person better. Try to understand the person better and have genuine intentions of helping them out, okay? That's honestly what I wanted to cover in my last video with Ken. I know that we've been on like a couple of tangents, you know, talking about his past and talking about all these other things, but that's kind of like what I wanted to unveil and give you guys in the last video, but unfortunately I couldn't. Sorry about that, but you know, I hope that I gave you guys a frame to use with your advantage towards these negative, you know, these negative people, these negative characteristics, okay? Just by using the frame that I shared. Hopefully it's on your phone by now. Hopefully it's, you know, almost ingrained in your head, but I'm going to repeat it again. This is how you deal with negativity. You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, it's your prospects, your clients, friends, family, children, especially children, okay? This is how, you know, this is how you put yourself at a higher authority and gain a lot of power and really help the other person out, is to ask them these two questions. One, like I said, I'm going to repeat this so it's ingrained in your brain. I know it may sound annoying, but you need this. You need to use this, okay? One, what is your intention in saying or doing that? whatever, just plug and play. And then two, you know, what makes that seem right to you to say or do that? And really just keep digging and have the intentions of helping them out, okay? That's essentially what I wanted to cover today. How to deal with negativity and how to handle it the right way, okay? Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I really, really, I don't hope it, I know it'll help you. I know that, you know, since this is on your phone right now, it will help a lot of you if negativity comes your way. And the third option, obviously, is to react. Just don't do that. Just don't react. Like, what does reacting do for you? Like, what does that do? Nothing, nothing. So either don't deal with it or help them by using my frame. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I hope you guys have a nice day.